Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Well, welcome back to Celebrity Buzz. Yes, been a minute since we've chatted, but I'm glad to be back hanging out with you. My name is Garrett, of course. And as you might know, we're kind of looking for a new co-host hangout. So I met my friend David. David, hello.
Hello.
All right. So I was with David just the other day, and we were hanging out. I was getting into learning about David as a friend, and he said, "Hey, I'm into pop culture. I want to get into radio, podcasting, get behind the mic." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I got an idea." And you said, "What's that?" I go, "I got a podcast." Mm-hmm. And you said, "You do?" And I said, "Uh-huh."
Just like that.
And that's how we got here. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, yes, what you're about, who you're about. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
David, thank you. That was a very lovely introduction. Love that. I'm from West Orange, New Jersey, and I love pop culture. You hit it right in the nose.
For me, pop culture, born and raised. Like, a lot of people are like, "Oh, I'm going to play for the Chicago Bulls when I grow up." For me, I knew what celebrities were doing. Why? I don't know. It just was one of those things that just came natural to me. And I assume it's almost the same for you. Almost like a hobby.
Absolutely. I remember telling my parents I wanted to work at Blockbuster growing up. And then obviously that didn't work out. But I would listen to the radio constantly. So never had a TV in my room. Always had the radio 24/7. And that just turned into me. All right, well, I don't want to work at Blockbuster anymore. I'm going to be on Disney Channel.
All right.
Sending letters to Disney, Nickelodeon, whatever.
Did you want to be a Disney star?
I did, yeah.
What show did you want to be a part of? For me, it was old school. I would have loved to be on Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
But I'm sure you. I'm a little bit older. I'm older than you, obviously.
But it's on Disney Plus, so I can catch up. That. Yeah. I honestly wanted to be in the Jonas Brothers. I don't know how. There was going to be no possible way. But I remember writing a letter to their fan club or whatever, being like, hey, so I don't know if you were looking for anybody else.
So you wanted to be a part of the Jonas Brothers show.
Correct, yeah.
All right.
Didn't work out.
So from there, you're just starting in your career, which is cool, and I'm glad that you have some time as you're looking for a job to come hang out here. So let's talk about some stories that are popping up on your feed today. Let's start off with Harry Styles. Big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan solo or with One Direction?
Both.
I
like his first album rather than the new one that he just came out
with. So it was just reported that Harry Styles is building a $40 million, not mansion. They're calling it a super mansion. He's knocking down two multi-million dollar or pounds properties into one, which is crazy. Huh. So he probably bought two $20 million properties and said, I'll take both. Like, imagine having that power, David. Imagine having that much money where you could knock down
two mansions
and build one mega mansion. Like, why wouldn't you just I would put a bridge. I would put a bridge between the two mansions.
You would start like a new city.
Yeah, it would be like a city. It would be cooler than owning one big home, but I get it. So,
all these people?
This is interesting. So I was reading that he hired Meghan Markle's interior designer, which is odd because Meghan Markle's interior designer was looking for a job since they left London and moved to Canada. So between them, the houses have boast 10 bedrooms, which I never understood as a celebrity. I get you.
Your friends and family come over.
You have a lot of friends, but 10 bedrooms is a lot. Like,
that's a lot.
I got three in my house. I got three bedrooms, three and a half.
Like kids' guest room, your room, right.
Imagine 10 bedrooms. That's a lot. 10 bedrooms, a game room, a cinema.
I was going to say, there has to be a movie theater there somewhere.
And of course, a very impressive spiral staircase.
Obviously. No elevator?
Well, you got to think there's an elevator somewhere.
Right.
$40 million. Yeah, 40 pounds. So that's interesting. That's interesting where they're at. I think in the realm of everything, Harry's definitely doing very well for himself post One Direction life.
He just sold out
Madison Square Garden.
Again.
Yes.
For like I think it's going to be his fifth show.
Harry Ween.
I'm excited. I don't know what I'm going to be.
Now, you hear the name Harry Ween.
I'm ready, but also like Madison Square Garden, so like no masks and stuff, obviously. So I can't go like too hard.
I automatically think he's like, I want everybody in the world seeing Harry Ween.
Harry Ween.
Harry Ween.
I'm definitely going to buy merch with that limited edition, clearly.
So this is interesting. So it's been a decade. I don't know if you even remember this story, but Sandra Bullock was blindsided about almost 10 years ago by Jesse James.
Right. And he turned like crazy. Yep. Oh, yes.
So a source reveals that that Sandra is not happy that her ex is returning to reality TV.
What is he doing?
He's going back to where it all started. So he started a revival of Monster Garage, the series, because that's where he started.
Okay.
And Sandra, so it's going to be hard, I guess, they're reporting that Sandra's going to be like, he's back in the limelight. But at the end of the day, 10 years ago, like, if your ex, David, 10 years ago, you were with someone 10 years ago, they come back into not your life, but into the realm of, you know, the quote
TV,
unquote same thing that you're doing right now.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Would it bother you?
I want to be too busy to not realize like what's going on with them. You know?
I think Sandra's okay. This is the interesting thing, like reading all this stuff. Like you always hear a source close to.
Who's telling them?
Exactly. It could be the guy that was dropping off the seamless order, you know, to her house that turns around and sells the story. So I take it with a grain of salt. I think Sandra Bullock is strong enough as a person to go, okay, great.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long he's happy, he's healthy. Great. I'm doing my thing. Let him do his. The past is the past.
That's all there is. I'm surprised because he had some very interesting views about stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why they would give him a platform again.
I guess you should you know this now, and if you're listening, you understand too. Everything that's old is new again.
Yeah.
So bringing Monster Garage is I'm not surprised by it. But I just found it more interesting that they went for the fact that Sandra is so upset. I don't think she's upset.
She should be fine.
Let's talk about a couple that seems to be. They seem to be like that high school couple that we all know, where they were together, then they broke up, back together, broke up. Now let's talk about Channing Tatum, Jesse J. So, David, it seems like Channing is ready to get married again.
To Jesse J.
To Jesse J.
Well, I thought they were on the break. They were
nope. They're back together. Okay. They got back together a couple weeks ago. At least Instagram official.
Okay.
That's the only way the world knows
that anybody knows
exactly. So it looks like Channing's ready to go now. It seems like one of those movies where the couple breaks up. The guy realizes what he's missing,
And then
he's
goes
ready.
Back.
Yeah,
he
goes back and he's ready to propose
and get their life started.
Right.
I think, what if they have, like, they both have something to promote? Because if you think about it, like...
That's always the case of a celebrity jumps in front of a moving bus to save a three-legged dog, who is pulling a child across the walkway, and a bunch of inmates get out and save, you know, it's like one of those, everything happens like that. This one, I honestly think they're kind of, you know... At first, they didn't know what they were doing, you know, where they were at. And then I think Channing's like, hey, listen, like, I'm not going to let something great walk out of my life.
Jessica is really pretty.
And she's gorgeous.
Channing Tatum is also really pretty.
You know, and his ex-wife is about to give birth.
That's right. Yeah, she has somebody else.
She has her own engagement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, again, 10 years from now,
who knows?
We could see Step Up is being remade with Channing Tatum and Jenna's jealous. Ooh, who knows?
I'd watch that. I think I would watch that.
I think no matter how old Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum age, I think they'll always be very good looking.
Correct.
Kind of like Clooney-esque and be able to star in a Step Up remake from the original.
And I would watch it because the spinoffs were not
just good. As long as they're not like in high school anymore.
No,
that would be awkward.
But also I think Step Up Now would be pretty.
That would be awkward. All right. I want to hear your thoughts with this. So you're familiar with Miss Dolly Parton, right?
Of course.
And she is known for her, aside from her music, her
body.
Her body.
Bust.
So she's 74 years old.
Is she really?
Yes.
That's, wow.
Wait, it gets better.
Okay.
She wants to recreate her old Playboy cover next year. Now, question.
Oh.
Something like that. Now, where in the ooh, media world that it comes across our feed no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's definitely going to post it.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, do you stop and appreciate it? Or do you scroll past it going, no, thank you?
You know, I'd give it a like. On Twitter, I would give it a like. I'm definitely
Twitter.
Not going to share it on my Insta story. I'm not going to post it on my feed, but I would like it.
You'd
I'd say,
it
you know,
like.
Good for her.
And you would have
probably
to do
quote tweet it.
The interesting thing is, unless your friends like the same thing, not a lot of people will know that you liked it, so you kind of get by with it.
But I think it would be one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, a lot of people are liking it because it's just like, all right. Go ahead, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Like, one of those.
So again, though, like we said, she's 74. If she does it next year, she'll be 75 years
75.
Old, making her one of the oldest playmates ever to grace the cover of Playboy.
That'd be pretty iconic, actually. I think I would definitely, I'd buy it.
It would be like looking at a grandmother.
That's true.
It's the culture.
I would like it. I would support it.
David,
I couldn't post it though because that'd be weird. But I would definitely like. All right, Dolly Parton.
It's one of those things that maybe you take a screenshot screenshot of and just hide it on your phone. And be like, hey, did you see this?
just in case, like conversation topic, water cooler,
exactly.
Type of thing.
Sitting around with your friends, eating sushi on a Friday night, getting drunk, going, hey, did you see Dolly
Half
Parton?
Half apps at Applebee's. That's the conversation.
$2 Long Island iced tea.
Absolutely.
Let's see. So Gwen Stefani, if you know, she's out in Vegas doing her thing. She actually took a break because she was just tired. I get it. You're running rampant between doing TV, doing Vegas, running a family,
a lot
going on.
Right.
She was being pulled in too many directions. She said so. And she said, good thing I can lean on my boyfriend Blake Shelton. Now,
they're not married.
No, they're not married. No, they're together.
Oh.
I'm sure those.
It's been a while though, right?
I'm sure that will happen soon. Enough, but I get it. Like you and I'm sure we're pretty much the same person in the sense of like sometimes we want that celebrityism of that lifestyle because I guess the glam of it all,
right.
But we don't realize the work that goes into it.
It's a lot.
Like having someone like Gwen Stefani, you're like, how could she be so tired? She gets on stage, she performs, and then but not realizing that yes, she performs all over the world.
Right. Yeah.
And I get tired from traveling 20 miles in a car.
Yes.
And I'm sure as do you.
Same.
Sitting in traffic.
All the time.
Someone like her, I'm sure is just like, listen.
She has to, I mean, she's a mom too.
Girl
and
needs
all
a
the
break.
Things we don't know about.
Exactly.
I don't blame her.
Exactly. Did you watch SNL with Daniel Craig?
I did. And it was a very good episode.
I love the Weeknd song, the parody song that he did with On the Couch.
On the Couch. Yes.
Where
had like the twist ending.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. At first you're like, oh man. and she's throwing them on the couches about a bunch of guys staying out late, and then your girl throws you on the couch, and then
not the case at all.
You want to know why you're on the couch? And she said, "Well, because you had sex on the couch, yeah. So you're sleeping on the couch."
Sleeping on the couch.
So I'll admit this.
Okay.
Daniel Craig, James Bond, have not seen a single one.
Really?
Have you seen the Bond films?
Yes, and it's kind of good that you haven't seen it because it's like good, bad.
Right.
So we're on high, like the next one.
The one that just got pushed back
to November.
November.
Is supposed to be a good one. It needs to be a good one because it's his last one.
It's his last one, and yeah. That's what I was about to say too. So he it's funny, he took to the stage on SNL. Now when you say Daniel Craig was on SNL, mm-hmm. and he responded to some rumors, you thought it would be a comedy, right? No, yes. He pretty much just said, hey, this is my last one, mm-hmm. and I got pushed back because of coronavirus. I was expecting like a joke, mm-mm. and then I got the, oh, he's serious.
He's serious about it.
He's serious.
He looked disappointed. I mean, I can't imagine how stressful this must be.
Or this is like one of those tactical moves where he goes, this is gonna be my last one, and then the movie makes a buttload of money.
No, I think he's done. I think he's done.
That's what I said about the last mm-hmm. one. But look, he came back to.
You're right.
So
but this one, it's like 25. So like after this, it could hurt like a whole new thing, a whole new Bond, maybe like either like a female James Bond or a James Bond of a color, like
right.
as something legendary for the next one.
I think Idris Elba would be
fantastic.
The
I don't think he wants to do it though.
But I also think where we're at in the world now, people want a little bit more than just another guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to see a woman, but the problem is it's like you're walking out on the plank. If mm-hmm. if and a strong woman definitely needs to say, you
be
know what,
to do it.
I'm going to do it because mm-hmm. I will take the good along with the great. Because too many people jump down everyone's throats. The poor women that redid Ghostbusters are,
I was going to say,
yeah, are still like, feeling it.
If you look at Birds of Prey too, like I don't know if you
yeah.
seen it, fantastic movie, loved it. I bought it on Blu-ray and everything. But like a lot of people online, especially on Twitter, were like, it's a bad movie. This isn't this. They were like chastising the whole thing without even seeing it. And it didn't make that much money. And I'm really like proud of Margot Robbie for sticking with it.
Of
and
course.
Still being like on the bandwagon. I hope it gets a sequel or something.
I think Ocean's 8 did.
That was good.
It was
I
good.
I forgot about that.
But you, my theory with when you put that many, including the Ocean's movies, mm-hmm. You put that many stars in one film. It's never going to be great.
No.
It's just going to be, hey, that's a movie I can watch on a Saturday afternoon and sit through commercials and watch it.
Definitely.
So it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think definitely if they're going to continue, they will continue the Bond. And if they do choose a woman to do so, I think you still need to keep the storyline of a man being Bond open or mm-hmm. the fact that a woman's picking it up because the men that are out there just aren't doing it. But that's my personal opinion. I don't know how, and I know to each their own, as they
absolutely.
Say. All right, Dave, what else are you seeing, hearing about on your feed that you're feeling, want to talk
saw,
about?
Open yeah, mic. This weekend, Justin Bieber's tour, like, downsized a whole bunch of
so it's interesting.
Stadiums, that arenas.
So yeah, so Justin Bieber came out at right after Yummy saying, hey, I'm going out on tour. I'm taking on stadiums, football stadiums.
And that was pretty big. Pretty big.
It's always a mm-hmm. big move. So how it goes is, just as an artist, and I'm sure if you don't know, when you start out, you do what they call amphitheaters. You normally see them during the springtime.
Absolutely.
Outside.
A lot of country concerts.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of country concerts, smaller.
Like throwback people too. Like if you're gonna, I think Kesha is gonna be
right.
one of them too. Yeah.
So you kind of start in like an amphitheater style
yep. mm-hmm.
Place like that. Then maybe you first you start as an opening act. You
right.
start as an opening act going out in arenas, and
mm-hmm.
then you start in amphitheaters. Mm-hmm. Then you go from there to possibly smaller, not big time arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to arenas like Madison Square Garden. You sell out Madison Square Garden a few times.
A few times.
You know, you do Radio City Music Hall and
Prudential.
Prudential Center and venues like that across the country. Then if and only then you do well there, you go to stadiums. You know, we're talking Lady Gaga probably will sell out stadiums.
Oh, definitely.
So Justin Bieber said, hey, we're going to stadiums. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you bought tickets to Justin Bieber's tour, you got his album.
Right,
so it was a package deal. So not a lot of people know that. So he did, he sold it, he did well on his albums, and he sold some seats to his show in certain cities. Other cities,
not so well.
So, so David, what did they do this weekend?
They went on Ticketmaster, said that I know not in like big arenas. I want to say like Illinois or like more smaller cities.
Some cities, not yet.
Yeah, they like made it from being, okay, well, your tickets are still going to be that great. We're just moving the arena. We're moving the show from the arena to
The stadium
to the arena. Yeah.
Right. To kind of fulfill and make it.
Yeah. And I kind of like, I saw this coming from the jump. I really like, if you listen to, not Purpose, Yummy, what's his album? Changes.
Changes.
It's not like a stadium sounding album.
It's
there's not a lot
about,
of like loud, it's really intimate. And I was like, oh, you know, listening to it, I'm excited to see what he does at MetLife because that one is still.
You got tickets for that show?
No, it's I'm waiting.
You're
I'm
waiting
until they go cheaper because this album was okay.
You need a job first.
Also correct, yeah, because tickets are very expensive for nosebleeds. But it was, it's not like a loud problem. If you listen to Purpose,
right,
fantastic album, but it also had like Skrillex and Halsey and Blood Pop. Like it was a very loud sounding album with like dance songs and everything like that. Changes is more like acoustic where he could be sitting down on a guitar and just doing everything.
More intimate.
Not like a lot of dance songs and all that stuff. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens after this this tour because he couldn't cancel.
No,
because he already did that about 2 years ago.
And, yes, I remember that. I got tickets for that and did not happen.
And it could be detrimental in the sense of saying, hey, you know, what's going on with his career? Hopefully it comes out through the top. You'd love to see it, you know, but I think the comeback story of all comeback stories will always be for the last couple of years now, the Jonas Brothers. I mean,
I'm excited for
seeing their success.
New album in May, and new album.
Now, if the Jonas Brothers said, hey, we're going to stadiums, I too would be like,
If they did like a Disney Channel tour with like them and Miley, definitely, absolutely.
And then, if and only then, maybe they'll respond to your letter from 10 years
ago. If you see me on stage with them, just don't ask questions.
I know they looked at your letter. They finally, maybe they have it.
Somebody in Disney definitely like threw it out. I had my little like picture from like picture day at school and everything. I made it very official.
With the lasers in the background?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, just, I look cute. I'm just wanting to know why I wasn't picked to be like the fourth Jonas Brothers in the band.
All right, so if you go out to see the Jonas Brothers in Vegas or on tour,
I will be there.
Hopefully next year, and you see David on stage, just remember, hey, he's that guy from the podcast I listen to. And
I said this.
Dreams do come true.
They do.
All right, so David, open door invite whenever you want. Come on by, hang
Thank
out
you
with us. You do provide a lot,
Thank you.
Hopefully we could just help you get a job.
Please.
Get a job
anybody,
doing something, talking about what you love.
Anything.
I just can't get you on with the Jonas Brothers. That's the only thing I promise. All right, so thank you for listening. That's Celebrity Buzz. That's David. My name is Gary. We appreciate you listening. We are back up and running. Leave those comments below on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen. We appreciate it. Have a good week, and we will see you or talk to you very soon.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you.
Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.